Here's the first story. Dorian heads for Bahamas and Florida. Remember yesterday I did an entire segment because people were losing their minds at the fact that Hurricane Dorian is coming and they took the money from Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico's gonna sink in the ocean. I can't believe it. And then it just passed right on by. Dorian was like, hey, Puerto Rico, and just moved on. They got a little bit of flooding and stuff, but considering what they were talking about, it didn't happen. But the Category 1 hurricane does limited damage in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, though forecasters warn the storm is gaining strength as it moves back over the water. Right? It was going to destroy Puerto Rico. It didn't, but watch out. It could still do it. You better watch out. It's still coming. Yeah. Well, we got to get through the last couple weeks of August here. So we have hurricane season to talk about. 844-527-8723. So yeah, it's all about Hurricane Dorian. And now Hurricane Dorian is going to obliterate. And I think it's so strong, according to the Weather Channel, it might actually disconnect Florida from the rest of the U.S. At least, I think that's what I'm getting from them. And then they'll be like, ah, I'm sorry, it was downgraded to a tropical storm. You bunch of nerds. And then when you realize that I trust Farmer's Almanac more than these people, right? 844-527-8723. The second thing that the AP thinks you should know is 10 Democratic debate field narrows. 10 Democrats, including the frontrunner Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, have qualified for September's televised debate. Sanders and Warren are not going to get the nominee. They're there because that psychotic wing of the left, which votes in these elections, by the way, in these primaries, they will be there. And so they're going to be there. My pick of Harris is at least within striking distance, although the closer we get to the first primary, the more and more it looks like an outsider's chance that she makes it. But it's probably going to be Sleepy Silky Joe who gets the nomination. You're listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. The next story, so that's it. I mean, there's September's televised debate. I don't want to get too much into this because I'm going to talk about this in my next segment on the program. I'll give you my thoughts there. But that's the second thing they think you should know, which tells you how slow of a news day it is. The third thing that the AP thinks you should know is attacks by U.S. extremists lead push for anti-terror laws amid a growing number of attacks by domestic extremists. Congressional efforts to have them labeled as terrorists or to criminalize domestic terrorism are gaining momentum. Let's see here. We got to be careful, though. We got to be careful. Here's a pretty funny thing, though, that Andrew Siliski mentions. Here's how Andrew starts this. A white man opens fire at a Walmart in El Paso. Another man kills 11 people at a worshiper at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Oh, that's weird. You totally forgot the Antifa one in Ohio. Oh, does it not keep with your narrative? Is that why you think this should happen? Here's the problem, U.S. Senator Martha McSally. I've already gone over the qualifications for domestic terrorism. And I did it when I talked about how Antifa cannot be labeled a domestic terrorist group as much as we think they should. So I don't know what they're trying to do. It's all Democrats trying to get this classified under criminalization, because what are they going to do? They're going to target white people.